But to distinguish him from a rich man, what would be the opposite of a rich man?
Poor.
What are the various kinds of fruits that you like to eat?
Kind of what?
Fruit that you like.
Oh, I like all fruit. I like apples, and pears, and peaches, and oranges. I like all fruit. Plums.
In the springtime, well, just about any time of the year, when it's real wet and you walk out in the woods or in the fields and you see a little white umbrella-shaped things springing up out of the ground, what are those called?
Then that's not daisies, it's a little...
Sometimes they grow on logs.
Oh, what?
There are certain kinds that you can eat, but you wouldn't eat the kind that
grow. Oh, mushroom! Good. I couldn't make it. They come up in the yard too, but they're not the eating kind.
Okay. What would be another name that you would call these that you don't eat?
Toadstools.
What do people smoke?
Rabbit tobacco.
What else?
Used to smoke grapevine, I think children did.
The little short white thing that people smoke are called what?
Cigarette.
Okay. And what are the long brown?
Cigars. Oh my, let's go.
Somebody offers to do you a favor, and you say, "I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
imposing." That may not be a good
reason. Somebody asks about
sundown. If somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, "Well, I've been busy all day, and I've got to do some more tomorrow." They ask you to do some work, and you say, "I got up before sunup this morning, and I." How would you describe your work? You said, "I have already
finished."
Are you afraid of graveyards? Have you ever?
No, I'm not afraid of graveyards. Uh-huh. I'm not scared.
Have you ever heard stories about weird things? What kind of stories are these called?
Well, haunted. We had this house over here, and there was an old lady sick a long time, and they had bored holes in the ceiling. And they told this tale that she had to pull up by that. And they died and are buried up there in the field. And we played in the house. Nobody lived in it. And they'd say, "Raw head and bloody bones." And everybody'd just fly and scare you to death. The one that is left. No, I'm not afraid of the cemetery, though.